You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
68 Hot Yellow Woods with Edo Sarkatra. At Spring, we are changing the big world one ice cream at a time.
That's exactly right, Hunter Norwood. You can have a little something extra ice cream at your next event and find out how they're changing the world one ice cream at a time. You can go to their website, alittlesomethingextraicecream.com. You can also give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good today. Welcome to the Green Heart Festival in South Fulton, Georgia. I'm your host, Cora White. Right now, I'd like to welcome Rosie to the show. Welcome, Rosie.
Welcome. Hi.
What is your business?
Grow, Rosie, grow.
Why did you choose this business?
Actually, my mom took my business because when I was 3 years old, my mom teach me about Rosa Parks, and then she got so happy, and then that video got like 1,000 or 100 likes, so then we started doing this.
How long have you been in the business?
Probably less like 3 years.
Who has been an important person in your business?
My mom and my dad.
How do you want listeners to find your business?
Actually, they find it very easily because when my mom posts them, they just like look on them and they just like them. You can go on my Facebook and Instagram on Go Rosie Grow.
Thank you for joining me, Rosie.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Right now we have with us Mayor Khalid of South Fulton. Welcome to the show, Mayor Khalid.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What does this festival mean to you?
Well, this is our chance to support our next generation of entrepreneurs. So South Fulton is a brand new city, and we have lots of incredible businesses out here that are locally owned. And the children of the people who run those businesses, they are starting businesses too. So Kendall Ray Johnson, who is Georgia's youngest certified farmer, she has a U.S. Department of Agricultural registration. She sells her fruits and vegetables and food online. And, you know, at her farm, her family's farm, she came up with the idea. She got a lot of attention for being Georgia's youngest farmer. And she wanted all of Georgia's other young entrepreneurs to be highlighted. So she came up with this festival. There's like 30 kid vendors here selling things. We just actually had some dog treats. I'm here with the first dog, Zion. Y'all can follow him on Instagram at Zion Sun, S-U-N underscore. And some of the dog treats that he had, they were made of peaches, peanut butter, and collard greens, because dogs love peanut butter and they love collard greens. And the collard greens came from Kendall's farm. So it's just all of these people are working together to, you know, provide all these goods and services for us here in South Fulton.
Is a day like this one of your favorite things to do as mayor?
Yes. I love the weekends in South Fulton because we have so many different events. We call ourselves Atlanta's Twin City because we are the same size as Atlanta. And we are nearly 100 square miles, over 100,000 people. And on the weekends, there's always three or four things to do. This is actually my third festival of the day. And I just get to meet all of the families and the people that live here and learn more about the people. And it makes, you know, the rest of the week I may be writing laws or signing laws or we're making budgets. It's a lot of paperwork and a lot of numbers. But this is where you really get to meet the people behind all of that. And you really get to see what it is. You know, this is why I became mayor, is to help all of these people be better.
Thank you for your service and coming out today for the Green Heart Festival.
Well, thank you for promoting us on your show. And so for people who want to learn more about the city of South Fulton, they can go to cityofsouthfultonga.gov. That's a lot. You can also follow me at Khalid Cares, K-H-A-L-I-D as in Delta, Cares. .com, or you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, everywhere, Khalid Cares USA.
Thank you. And when we come back, we'll have our next guest.
Thank you for having me. South Fulton, forever.
Welcome back to the Green Heart Festival in South Fulton, Georgia. Right now, we have Navali and Nuri joining us. Navali and Nuri, how old are you?
We are six.
What is your business?
I sell bracelet line. Yeah, well, we sell bracelet line.
Yeah, jewelry.
Yeah, it's more than bracelets.
Jewelry.
Why did you choose this business?
So, when we were babies, nobody could tell us apart, so our grandma had to make us bracelets. So, I guess people started liking it, so our grandma, she started making us bracelets. And then she came up with a good idea that she said we can have a bracelet line. So we did that, and then now we sell bracelets. This all started out when we went to a friend's pop-up shop. She came up with an idea. She knew, and so yeah, I model. I have and we act.
And tell them how to meet you. Find you on Instagram.
Oh, a lot of interviews. This is how we find us on Instagram. You just gotta say nori.navali.sameface.girl.
Hi, I am Nori and Navali's Mama Key, Kiana. And you can find us on Instagram at nori.and.navali. N-A-V-A-L-I.
Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
How long have you been in this business? 1 year. Tell me about your grandma.
Well, she's very young. She's good at making bracelets. Yes, so. And she lives in Philly. Visit her, we can, you know, we can get on the airplane and go Philly.
How do you want listeners to find your business?
Oh, Tappy on her phone, and they just can go to the internet and then
www.sameface differentgirl.com. Thank you, Navali and Neri, for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, it was so nice meeting you two.
Right now I have with me, his name is Miles. What is your business?
So I do photography. I do photography of nature, people, and just everything in the world.
Why did you choose this business?
Well, because I used to be a model. My mom used to take the pictures. So I always used to steal the camera and went to learn how to use it. And that's how I just got started, and I taught myself.
How long have you been in this business?
Since I was 3, 4, so 6 years.
Who has been an important person in your business?
So mostly my mom. She's kind of my manager, but we call her my momager, so she helps me with all types of stuff. Sometimes she assists me on my work, and what I should do next time better.
How do you want listeners to find your business?
So they can find my business on my Instagram, miles_minishotta, or that's mainly where you can find me.
Thank you for joining me, Miles.
No problem.
When we come back, we'll have another guest here at the Green Heart Festival. I'm your host, Cora White. We have Miss Stephanie Ford with Area in Need Missionary House. Welcome to the show, Miss Stephanie.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on today.
Tell us about your effort.
Well, we have an organization called Area in Need Missionary House. Actually, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are located in Riverdale, Georgia. Our mission and purpose is to feed those that are hungry, clothe those that are needed in order to bring love and hope back to the communities one area at a time. And so what we do, we actually service the homeless men, women, and children that live in hotels and extended stays. And what we do, we actually take items directly to the hotel site. We set up and we give out non-perishable food items, cooked food, clothes, shoes, toiletries for those that are in need. And back in 2020, we opened up our center, which is called Area in Need Community Development Center, where we provide a clothing closet, a food pantry, a Southside Works program, a financial literacy program, and a second chance housing programs to anyone that's in the community that is in need.
Where does your passion come from for this effort?
Well, you know, back in 2015, I rededicated my life to Christ. And when I rededicated my life to Christ, I told God I wanted to run for him. And I told him, I said, I need for you to show me what you would want me to do. I said, and I will do it. And the vision just came for me to service the homeless. And I started out going downtown just feeding the homeless. That was my first time ever going downtown in 2016 feeding people. And I knew it was a bigger purpose. We did that for like 3 months. And then I was like, Lord, I went back to him and I said, I know it's something else that you would have us to do. Well, we were donated $300,000 worth of toys back in 2016. And I was commissioned to go into 10 different schools in Clayton County, Georgia, to get 100 kids out of each school. This one particular school that I went to in Forest Park, Georgia, the principal actually told me that a lot of her kids lived in hotels and extended stays. I didn't know that. had no clue that that was what was going on. And so I asked her, I said, where are these hotels? I asked her, I said, where are these hotels? And she gave me five names of five different hotels. And when I left her office, I got in my car and I just burst out and started crying. And the first one on the list was called the Economy Hotel. I went to that hotel, and I've been servicing that hotel ever since 2016. And so what we do, we actually take the event directly to the site, and we set up, and, you know, we give out hot food, clothes, shoes, toiletries. Before the pandemic hit, we were doing free HIV testing and free diabetes screenings, and we had a kids' corner. So with that being said, so next year we're going to bring those three a part of the program that we were doing back. So that is what inspired me to do this. And I'm actually here today on another note. I have a for-profit business.
Tell us about it.
I have a for-profit business, which is called New Beginnings Every Day. How many of you know that God gives us a new beginning every day? And that's what happened. That's why I came up with that name, because, you know, it's never too late to start. And you always have a new beginning every day, so you don't have to give up. Well, we are here today at the Green Heart Festival, and we are going to be giving away a $500 voucher to one lucky winner. I won't say it now, but we have went through all of the bios on all of the kids here for the festival. And one that really, really spoke to my heart is because he's doing something similar to what I do, helping to make sure that I would say families and kids that they're alike have what they need. So this is why I chose this particular young man. I'm not going to say who it is. It's all going to be a surprise. So maybe you can catch that, Mr. Mark White. Okay.
That's very exciting.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate you guys having me to come on today to talk about the two business, which is Area in Need Missionary House and New Beginnings Every Day. Just remember, it's your time.
Tell listeners how they can find both efforts.
Okay, well, with Area in Need Missionary House, we do have a website, which is areainneed.org. They can go on our website and they can learn all about Area in Need. We do have Area in Need Community Development Center. That's where we offer all of the indoor services. And you can reach us at 770-907-0025. You can reach us by our email address, which is areainneed2015@yahoo.com. And then actually with New Beginnings Every Day, you can actually reach us via email, and you can reach me on my cell. The cell phone number is 404-295-7916. My email is newbeginnings, with the S, everyday, the number 7, at gmail.com.
For people who want to volunteer or donate or be a sponsor, what do they do?
Well, they can actually contact me at 404-295-7916, and they can actually go on our website, which is areainneed.org. They can go to the volunteer tab, and they can fill out all of the information, and the information to come directly to me. Well, I really, really, really would like for you, if you would like to make a donation or volunteer, to call me. You know, I love to speak with people. I'm not shy of speaking to anybody, especially somebody that wants to help and give their time and talent. I would love to speak with them. Again, my telephone number is area code 404-295-7916.
Thank you, Miss Stephanie, for joining me today.
And you are so welcome. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
We're at the Green Heart Festival, and we'll have another guest coming up next. This is your host, Cora White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
At J. Calvert Farms, they can't wait to see you at their first annual Fall Fest, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, this will be a perfect weekend activity for the kids. Tickets are $8 per child for all activities, plus a free small pumpkin, $2 per activity if they don't want to do them all. There will be discounted prices for families with three or more children, and kids two and under are free. For more information, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com and check them out on the web at jcalvertfarms.com. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away.
And we're back. Welcome to the Green Heart Festival. Right now I have Miss Kendall Johnson, the youngest certified farmer in the state of Georgia. Welcome, Kendall.
It's an honor to be here with you.
How old are you, Kendall?
I'm 7 years old. Just turned seven on my birthday, May 3rd.
Tell us about your farming business.
Well, my farming business is when you grow fruits and vegetables, and the whole community comes help you.
Why did you choose this business?
I choose this business because I've been farming since I was 3 years old, and when I was three, I felt like I was deserved to grow things. Like my great grandma Kate Laura Williams, she will chop up tomatoes, and I will see seeds in there, and I will take them out and eat seed I see in that. In that little vegetable or fruit, I will put it in a pot.
And she also made to say that she also made veggies.
Oh. Who has been an important person in your business?
Well, I've been an important person in my business because I like to help everybody in my community. Like give food that they don't have. And I also like to give a big thank you for being here with you.
How about your parents helping you in the business?
My parents, so my mommy told me that she works on the laptop because she needs to communicate with people around the world. So in case if they don't have any food, they can fly over to Georgia and they can get food from my house because everybody thinks I have the best food at my house.
How do you want listeners to find your business?
I want listeners to find my business on, I want them to find my business on the Green Heart Festival on Facebook.
Thank you for inviting us to be here today, Kendall.
I loved being here with you. And thank you for letting me be here and to talk with you. And bye-bye, people.
Our next guest is coming up at the Green Heart Festival in South Fulton, Georgia. I'm your host, Cora White. Right now, I have Commissioner Khadija, who just presented proclamations to all of us kids.
Well, I'm so glad to be here. I would venture to say you are probably the youngest journalist I have ever seen in my life. How old are you?
Eight.
Wow. Who you get that from? Your dad? You get that newscaster show information for the public? You get that interest from daddy?
What does this day mean to you to see all these young people?
Well, you know, I am so impressed. When I walked in here, I saw you interviewing the mayor earlier. And I was like, wow, you know, to see someone have their own show interviewing the mayor. But more importantly for me, as a daughter of an entrepreneur, my dad owned businesses the entire time me growing up. In fact, on this side of town, we had a fish market. And at 12 years old, I used to be in the fish market cleaning fish. Right? But he also had a construction business. He also had a cleaning company. He would go in and clean the banks after they closed. I would push the vacuum cleaner and empty the waste baskets for him. So I'm a daughter of an entrepreneur. And so entrepreneurship is really, really close to my heart. And then when I walked in here today and see all of these kids be entrepreneurs, do you understand? We were entrepreneurs back then. We just didn't get paid for it. It was the parents' business. But it was good because they were teaching us something. And so today was very important for me, twofold, to see the spectrum of entrepreneurship being pushed. And we had all kind of different entrepreneurs here today, but not just that, kids entrepreneur. This is something that could ultimately change a whole generation, you know. When you tell kids, you know, you do have options. Yes, we want you to go to school and get education and all that, but we want you to be the boss instead of asking the boss what to do. So I'm excited. I'm so excited about everything this festival represents, and I'm excited to see all these kids who are really game changers in that they own their own business.
What's the importance of the proclamation today?
Well, the importance of the proclamation is this. For one, it's there. Someone could come 100 years from now and look up proclamations, look up legislation at the county level, and they're going to see every name that I call today associated with that proclamation. But more importantly, the proclamation was to symbolize for the community how big of a deal this is for kids to have their own businesses. That was the main thing, to recognize not only the kids by their names, but to also recognize that what they're doing and owning their own business at such a young age is a really big deal.
Commissioner Khadija, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show today.
Well, I appreciate that. I am truly honored. I heard that you came in from Alabama. And so I'm going to leave my card with your dad. And anytime you want to come down to Fulton County Assembly Hall and see our FGTV and see how we create shows and do all of that, I'll be more to give you a personal tour, okay? Gonna hold me to it? All right, Dad.
We're here at the Green Heart Festival, and we'll have our next guest coming up.
And we're back. I'm going to fill in for Cora for just a minute here at the Green Heart Festival in Fulton County, Georgia. We're glad to be here today with Jennifer Freeman, who represents Congresswoman Nikema Williams, Georgia District 5. Welcome to this edition of Cora's Corner.
Oh, wow. This is so exciting. Cora is such a phenomenal young lady. I got a chance to hear her interview Kendall. And I tell you, both of those young ladies are very professional at what they do, and they're very passionate as well.
We have so many children here, young people who are entrepreneurs. It's such a wonderful experience to get to see so many young people who have this drive and this passion that you're referring to.
Absolutely, absolutely. So just wanted to come by and let folks know here in City of South Fulton and also all of District 5 how we support Kendall and all that she's doing. We also support all of the kid entrepreneurs who are here today. I had an opportunity to kind of walk around to each vendor and kind of see what everybody has. I mean, you have folks who are t-shirt, young ladies and young men who are t-shirt designers. You have young people who actually are making candles and perfume and also, of course, farmers. I did see
yes.
some young ladies who also are planting vegetables and growing their own garden. They told me that they were from, I forgot her name, but she said that they were in Serenby. And so this is just so exciting, and we want to continue to support our young people, that's for sure.
It's wonderful. When did Representative Williams first hear about this effort from Kendall?
Actually, I will tell you, back in early April, we had an opportunity to actually present a proclamation to her. And we also were just so excited because she is, of course, the youngest farmer we consider in the state of Georgia. But also, she was able to have her own certification as it relates to her extension program. And so we're excited about that. But I do know as early as April is when we first found out about her, maybe even February of this year.
Yes.
And we've already started to continue to support her in everything that she does. Her mother and I have been staying in contact continuously. And so whenever there's something going on with Kendall, she will make sure that our office know. And if the Congresswoman cannot be there, she'll send me
That's
or someone
great.
From the staff. So
that
we can make sure that we're extending love to our young people.
That's perfect. And these young people need to know that there are those who care about what they're doing and
That's
recognizing
right.
their efforts, because, of course, that encourages them and it inspires them to do even more when they know that there are people who are behind them helping them and being resources that are available. And that's something that in the government, there are resources available. And that's exactly how Kendall Johnson was able to be the youngest certified farmer in
that's
the state of Georgia.
That's right, through the USDA program that we have. And that, like I said, that corporation and that extension program.
Yes.
Which she started. And then, of course, Ursula had shared with me that there are about 2 weeks ago, she said there were about 10 to 15 kidpreneurs that have signed up, but obviously that number has grown.
It has increased a
yes,
lot.
Yes.
I want Cora to get in a question. This is Jennifer Freeman, and she represents Nikema Williams, who is a representative for Georgia District 5. She's a congresswoman.
How does Congresswoman Nikema Williams feel about all the young entrepreneurs she sees here in the state of Georgia?
Well, the Congresswoman is very excited, and she continues to support our young people like yourself. She has a son named Carter, so she's a mother herself, and anything that has to do with kids, she supports it. She tries her best to get out in the community as much as possible for anything that's going to uplift young people. And when it comes to entrepreneurship, I mean, this is exciting, you know, to see so many young people. And not only that, each one of those young people are reaching out to their generation and pulling in more young people to be entrepreneurs. So she's excited about that. She supports you. And she will say today, keep up the good work.
And Cora's dancing to the music.
Thank you for joining us today here at the Green Heart Festival.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And you keep up the good work, okay? I'm looking forward to seeing you on a TV network very, very soon.
Jennifer Freeman, send our regards to Congresswoman Nakima Williams, okay?
We'll do it.
Folks, yes, we're coming Mr. to Mark. You from the Green Heart Festival in Fulton County, Georgia. We're glad to be here today. Cora has taken the reins of the Mark White Show. She's doing a great job, and we're going to hand it back over to her as she does some more interviews. You are listening to the Mark White Show and Cora's Corner, and we'll be right back.
Awesome.
Right now we're talking to Sarah Ellen Zion with I Got Bank. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
How old are you?
I'm 9. And I'm 10.
What is I Got Bank?
Basically, we upgraded the piggy bank for a money management system for kids. We have a save bank for long-term goals, a good bank for charity, and a lit bank for short-term goals. Basically, the money you put in your wallet.
How long have you been in this business?
We've been in business for about 3 years.
Who has been an important person in your business?
Our mom, because she made us.
That's a great answer. Why did you choose this business?
When I was in first grade, we were told to sell things to our classmates. And the day I got home from school, I was like, Mommy, I want to sell protein bars. And she was like, that would take too much time and effort. So then, like, a couple months later, there was this children's business fair in Orlando at our local library. So we thought of this business and came up with it.
Have a lot of people seemed interested in your effort?
Yes, more than 100.
How do you want listeners to find your business?
You can follow us on our Facebook and Instagram at IGotBankSave. You can also go to our website at www.igot-bank.com and YouTube. Facebook is I Got Bank Save and Instagram is I Got Bank Save.
Cereal and Zion, I really appreciate you joining me on the show today.
Thank you for letting us talk about our business.
Thank you.
Hey, Faye. I was just drinking some of your pineapple lemonade. That was really good.
Thank you.
Tell us about your business.
It's called Vave Lemonade, and we have all types of flavored lemonade, strawberry, blueberry, pineapple, watermelon. It's really yummy.
How did you get into this business?
My mommy and daddy started it for me, so I can only work for myself.
How do you enjoy it?
I love it.
How did you do today at the Green Heart Festival?
I did great.
What was the favorite flavor that was sold?
Pineapple.
That's my favorite too.
Yay!
We both appreciate Kendall Johnson and her effort to have the Green Heart Festival, don't we?
Yes.
Were you excited about the proclamation?
Yes.
What do you want to do with your business in the future?
I want to make a difference and help people all over the world.
How can people find out about your lemonade business?
Visit us online, www.istaymad.org. Thank you so much for your support.
Where does I Stay Mad come from?
My mom always makes a difference.
Thank you, Vase Lemonade, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome back to the Green Heart Festival, Daddy.
Thank you for having me, Cora. I just want to say that you've done an incredible job today as you've interviewed so many people. I don't know you realized that you would be interviewing this many people, did you?
No.
Wow. You have done a great job. I know you're tired, but we have a lot of great interviews that have been pulled together for our listeners, and I hope that this Green Heart Festival is an encouragement to them. through this show effort. We've traveled all the way to South Fulton, Georgia to recognize these young entrepreneurs, including yourself, Cora. I'm very proud of you. I'm proud of the proclamation that you received today from the county commission here in Fulton County. That was great. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes.
Excellent. So you've been listening to Special Edition of Cora's Corner, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
At the Tennessee Aquarium, you can explore the Earth's biggest rivers, swim the ocean's hidden reefs, and discover new creatures that stretch the imagination. Experience a world of endless adventures at the Tennessee Aquarium.
Speaking of the Tennessee Aquarium and the Tennessee Aquarium IMAX 3D Theater, I would like to give away a family four-pack to both. What you'll need to do is like the Mark White Show page on Facebook and send me a message. I would like to win the tickets to the Tennessee Aquarium. From those entries, I will be selecting a winner at random. Again, go to the Mark White Show page on Facebook and like it and message me. I would like to win the tickets to the Tennessee Aquarium. And good luck.
Who live and love in my hometown.